This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True story, Dad. This weekend, I was walking around at my house, and I was doing this song so many times. Just the first lyric when it hits, I hear voices in my head. And finally, like I said, my wife kept saying, stop saying that. Stop saying that. And I got like two words in, I hear, and she just screamed, enough. That happened this weekend. Oh, yeah. That's a thing. All right, we got to give away Old Glory DC rugby tickets right now. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You're winning a family four-pack of tickets to Old Glory Rugby, Saturday, May 4th, against Utah. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com. Bill Belichick is 73 years old. His girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, is 24 years old. Bill Belichick is one of the greatest football coaches in history. He's now at the University of North Carolina. And he was doing a sit-down interview with CBS Mornings and Tony DeCoppel, I don't know how to say his name, Danny Wood, because he played college baseball with him at the George Washington University. But Tony's interviewing Belichick. You guys have probably seen this video on the web by now. But as he's asking Belichick about his girlfriend, the 24-year-old girlfriend, who for some reason was sitting in the room for the entire interview the entire time, interjected to say that we, not Bill, but we aren't talking about that.
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
I'm not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
Again, she's not mic'd up. She's not being interviewed. She's not on camera. She's off to the side. There was also a video that came out, I'm sure you guys have seen, at a practice at the University of North Carolina where she was on the field, like walking around talking to Bill Belichick. Very odd, man. But I see that video of her saying what we're not talking about. And then I read this report from TMZ, and I'll just assume it's accurate. Jordan Hudson, nightmare during Belichick interview, stormed off set. She went off the rails during Belichick CBS interview to the point where she stormed out of the room and delayed shooting for 30 minutes. Sources familiar with the situation tell TMZ Sports. Now, no idea if that's true, but having seen what I just saw, the comfort, I would say it might have happened. We're told outside of that baffling moment that made the final edit, there were numerous other instances of Hudson butting in. Even when the legendary coach was answering questions about football, she would stop and correct him. I'd love to hear that. Let me hear that edited version where he's breaking down 3-4 versus 4-3, and I like to bring the man under, and we like to have the five tech. She's like, Bill, you know the five tech never gets home when you loop him around running a TE game. Bill, Belichick, what are you doing? I mean, I know what you're doing. Trust me. I know what you're doing. But really, what are you doing? You ever had a buddy who's in a relationship where whenever he's telling a story and his girlfriend's there, she's interjecting and telling him what he said wrong and he can't get three sentences out? Or maybe ladies, you've had a girlfriend and the guy is the overbearing, constantly around, doesn't let you speak, interjecting when you're being interviewed by Tony DeCoppel, right? We've all got a buddy like this. You say one thing and then you're corrected constantly. And you could just imagine, when I'm in those situations, I always say, oh my God, this guy's life sucks. That's always my takeaway, is like, this is what this person's doing to him when he's talking to me in public, his friend. What on earth is happening behind the scenes when no one's around? Bill, blink if you're in trouble. You know, like, what are we doing here, bro? Really, Bill Belichick? I mean, this is tough to watch. But I guess he's happy, so good for him. One more thing I wanted to hit from the interwebs before we get to the leadoff. Maybe I'm crazy. I will actually do research on this tonight, and I will give you a firm answer tomorrow. I keep seeing everyone debating this one gorilla versus 100 men thing. To me, this is the easiest no-brainer ever, and I can't believe there's a debate on the other side. 100 men would pummel the gorilla. I keep hearing people say the gorilla would beat the 100 men. He's bigger, he's stronger, he's faster, he's more agile and athletic, he's powerful. True. 100 men. We team up. Like, you know how you're on an airplane and three people have to tie the guy down with the seatbelt? Now, I'm not suggesting that's the same, but imagine if you had 100 people. We need a game plan. Someone's got to be the alpha. Someone's got to draw up a battle plan. We're going to sacrifice some people that are the tip of the spear that have to be the first on the scene. But if we all at the same time jump on this guy, tackle him, get him to the ground, he's cooked. We're holding him down. I don't know if we're choking him out or if we're sedating him. I guess in this hypothetical, you probably can't do anything like that. Throw a net on him. You could do something. But 100 men, if it was 10 men, the gorilla wins. If it was 25 men, the gorilla maybe wins. 100 men, that's like minus 1,000 on Facebook.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game.
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch.
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Stick aside, if I'm doing odds for this, I think I would go 100 dudes minus 270, 280. Gorilla plus 350?
Guy, this is insane.
No.
This is I debated this with my friends actually a few days ago. And I mean, the gorilla would hummel 100 people. Just the stamina that a gorilla has going through the jungle, just doing whatever a gorilla does each and every single day. It would pump. They knock down trees, guy.
Not
trees.
Really.
They do, and they can. There's video evidence of it. Look it up. Gorilla pummels a tree.
Not when 100 dudes are tackling them at the same time. Again, it's just strength in numbers, bro. I'm not questioning the strength or the stamina. I don't know a lot about the gorilla's stamina. I'll take your word for it. But what I do know is 100 grown-ass men, all together, banding together as one, if we're on the same page, can absolutely take out a gorilla.
No, because if a gorilla is smart enough, which I like to think maybe they are smart enough to do this, but like it's going to take one person to jump on that gorilla. Who's going to be the one person to do it? The Rock can't do it. James Harrison can't do it. Some of the toughest guys on planet Earth, they cannot do
this. There's never going to be one guy that needs to do it.
But it starts with one. I mean, what else are you going to do?
No, we're locking arms like we're doing like a King Leonidas and the Spartans phalanx. And we're all kind of going in, and then we're surrounding the gorilla, and we're all at the same time converging. By the way, 4'1" to 5'11". So let's just say on average, right, this thing's about 5 feet tall. We're looking at 220 to 600. 600's big.
The big guy.
That's a big sun thing. Gun. So let's take the average. We'll split the difference here. And let's say, this is tough. Yeah. Little over 400 pounds.
Okay. See, you're sort of workshop this right now. It's a little hard.
I'm going to do my research tonight and look this up. But I think this is a no-brainer. I think the idea that the gorilla wins is asinine.
I mean, I think the gorilla pummels.
100 men.
Yes, 100 men.
Do you know how much weight that is?
It's a lot of weight.
That's 20,000 pounds.
It's a lot of weight, but still, I'm taking the gorilla, man. Gorillas are insane. And just, I don't know. I'm not going to take my chance against a gorilla, even if I have 100 people beside me.
Darius, one gorilla or 100 men?
I hate to say it, but I'm team gorilla.
It's just cool to say that.
It's not. It's realistic.
Just having so much fun, being the fun guy, the gorilla would win. It's 100 people, man.
It's 100 people that don't have the strength of a gorilla.
Right. But together, collectively, they do. I'm not saying they all survive, for the record. Like 17, 19, 23, 46, I don't know. We're losing some good men in this fight. They're not all coming back home. But you better bet damn sure that gorilla's done when it's over. It's over for that gorilla. Toby, speak some sense into these people.
I don't want to make the gorilla mad if he's listening right now, so I'm going to lean on the gorilla side.
Guy, I keep hearing this everywhere. Maybe I'm missing something. It's all over the internet. Everyone thinks the gorilla would win. It's 100 people.
I'm only taking on King Kong if Godzilla's on my side, and we don't have Godzilla.
But how big was he in the movie? Like, that's not realistic. This is just a dude you see at the DC Zoo. This is the guy that's like flinging his stuff toward the window. You know what I mean? That's what we're talking about. A normal gorilla. This is not from a movie climbing the Eiffel Tower.
I'm still taking the gorilla because the ease at which he'll rip apart the first couple of people.
Yes, they died. Again, I need that commitment from them that they're going to die the good death doing what they loved, which is for some reason in this hypothetical fighting a gorilla. So that the rest of us could survive.
If you can find me 100 Jordan Mailatas, then maybe we can have a discussion here.
Also, are you suggesting, you think the gorilla's just ripping off limbs like I go through a chicken wing?
When I watch, you know the scene from Avengers when, who is it that just starts, is it the Hulk that just starts whipping Loki around? That's what I see happening.
No, not at all. I mean, if it's a scrawny little guy, he could probably ragdoll him a little bit. But also, let's say he gets two dudes, scrawny little dudes in his arm, and he's, you know, waving them around like Reagan with Soft Bunny at home at bedtime, right? 98 more guys. I'm grabbing him by the legs. Toby's got him around the waist.
With all due respect, don't put me in the 100.
Clary's jumping on his back. Dad's pinning him down with his elbow to the neck.
He's gorilla.
He's just a precious, adorable little gorilla. I have to ask Danny about this tomorrow because I'm actually now fascinated what he would say. Kyrie says, I'm with you on this one. 100 men every time. We're in the minority somehow. I'm telling you, FanDuel odds would favor the man. You guys are also not acknowledging or frankly respecting. We are game planners. We're thinkers. It's an animal against humans. We can flank him. We can devise a scheme. Bill Belichick or Jordan Hudson probably correcting him. Bill, I don't think we should do it that way. I think we should set him around the back. We could do like a William Wallace in the Patriot move where instead of just lining up, sounding the bugles and beating the drums like they used to do against the British, now all of a sudden we're hiding in leaves and we're wearing camouflage and he doesn't quite see us because his vision's not good enough. We're going to beat his ass. 100 of us. We're going to get this guy, I promise. I don't know where this started, but I can't like go one page on the internet without seeing something about it. All right, it is time for the leadoff ahead of Nationals baseball tonight, brought to you by the Window Man. Since 1989, the Window Man's been the educational window company. Get your free in-home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all-new Fairfax showroom. Mackenzie Gore is on the bump for the Nationals tonight. He is the major league leader with 53 strikeouts. He's taking on the number two strikeout getter in Major League Baseball from the Phillies, Zach Wheeler. Game is in Philadelphia. Start time a little over 30 minutes from right now. CJ Abrams, James Wood, and Luis Garcia, the top three hitters in the Nats lineup tonight. James Wood, another home run yesterday. That's 9 for him, on pace for 40-plus this season. Got a nice show shaping up for tomorrow. Jalen Lane, the recently drafted wide receiver from Virginia Tech, newest Commander, stops by at 4:30, your new punt returner. And Brooke Pinto, D.C. council member, who is for the stadium, it sounds like, will be swinging by our setup at Capital One Arena ahead of the Caps and the Canadians. That's tomorrow on Graham's Wood. Another home run yesterday. That's 9 for him, on pace for 40-plus this season. Got a nice show shaping up for tomorrow. Jalen Lane, the recently drafted wide receiver from Virginia Tech, newest Commander, stops by at 4:30, your new punt returner. And Brooke Pinto, D.C. council member, who is for the stadium, it sounds like,